Welcome to the Muslim Sheroes of Minnesota podcast, where we spotlight the Muslim women of the Minnesota community. My name is Nosheena Hossein, and I'm the Executive Director of RISE, Reviving the Islamic Sisterhood for Empowerment. Our mission is to amplify the voice and power of Muslim women through storytelling, leadership development, and civic engagement. What is a Shiro? A Shiro is a female trailblazer who is creating change in her community. She takes risks, she challenges misconceptions, and addresses injustices. Shiros are on a mission to build a better world, and the sisterhood is here to support them and lift their voices.
Meet Anisa Haji. Anisa is on a mission to fight colorism and empower her black and brown sisters to love their natural beauty. She and her husband are the founders of Leonura, a company committed to caring for melanated skin and skin damaged by whitening products.
I grew up in Kenya. I am from a big family. I have a lot of siblings. And I went to school there. I lived in a small rural town. It wasn't that rural, but it's called Mandaris in the northeastern, and mainly all the population is Somali, Muslim 100%. I went to school there, primary school, and then secondary school, which is like high school. And then after I finished my high school, I went to Egypt to do my bachelor degree at a university that's Canadian. I lived in Egypt for 3 years while I was doing my undergrad. And then after I finished, I went to UK to do my master's in international business management. And then I lived in the UK for 3 years. After I finished my studies, I was able to work there through work permit, work visa for 2 years. And then I got married and moved to Minnesota. You know, when we were growing up, my father stressed so much on education. He said, it's easy for a lot of people in the West because they can easily find a job while not being educated if they speak the language. But back home in Africa, in Kenya, if you're not educated, you will never be successful. You need education at least to get you out of poverty, to be able to work and provide for your family. So the most important thing for all my life was just getting that education so that I can take care of myself and I can support my family back home. So in my family, without stress, all my siblings, I'm the second oldest. My two brothers have a master's in MBA. My two sisters are doctors. It's like education is the most important thing. And so, yeah, I moved 2013, I believe January, to St. Cloud, which is like the most racist city in, I think, Minnesota. That's what they say. And there was so much tensions. And then I moved to Burnsville, which is a suburb, and it's quite nice. But I was surprised how everybody is nice. You know, I see a lot of Trump's like stickers, like, you know, posters around my neighborhood during the election even. But like everybody's nice and, you know, like smiling and kind. And I didn't have any problems with the school district my kids go to. Teachers are nice. It's very diverse. And like St. Cloud, they will assume the moment the kid goes to school that if they're Somali, they will assume they're like in ESL. Like, you know, they need English learning, even though the kids are speaking fluent English. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that are different here in the big city. And I work in metro area now. It's actually close to Cedar, like on Franklin. So it's like very diverse. You see all kinds of people, you know, and I like Minnesota. It's become a home for me away from home. And it's because of large Muslim population. Anywhere you go, you'll find a masjid, you know, there's halal food everywhere. You can go to Holyland and get like halal meat, and you can go to any Somali grocery store, the halal stores, and you know, it's like home. But UK, I never experienced a lot of hate. I think it's because I lived in Birmingham, which is also very diverse. Like there's a lot of Indians, Pakistanis, there's mosques everywhere, a lot of Somali population, there's halal food everywhere. Even McDonald's has halal food, KFC has halal food. So yeah, comparing the two countries, each country has its own, you know, benefits, but Minnesota is now my home. And here is where I had all my kids. I've lived here for like 8 years in January. Yep. So yeah, it's good. Two of my kids, the older ones, I have a 7-year-old and then I do have a 5-year-old and then the 2-year-old and then 8-month-old baby. those two had distance learning. Now they're back to school. So I'm so happy they went back. A lot of parents said, oh, they can do, but for me with my work and the baby, before we had a nanny, before the lockdown started, before COVID, we had a nanny that will come in and watch the kids while I was at work and my husband was at work. But now we work from home, both of us, most of the time. So we survived. I don't know how we did it, but we did it. And I'm so happy now the kids are back in school. At least we can focus and do some work. Like, hopefully this virus, we will beat it. And, you know, it will. I don't know what's going to happen next year, but I am hoping. My daughter asked me if we will ever stop wearing the face masks, you know? So I told her, I don't know, but I just hope. And my son's like, even this vaccines, because he is so invested watching the news. He's like, a lot of people get the vaccines and they got still sick. I was like, that was the first, you know, part, like the first shot and then maybe second shot. He's like, maybe, you know, we wear this mask for a long time. And I'm like, I don't know, just because my daughter doesn't like wearing a mask. She's only 5 and everywhere we go, she has it under her nose. Like, I'm like, just pull it on your nose. Yeah. It's been a tough year, honestly. And I am so glad we all survived. Parents became teachers and, you know, I appreciate teachers. Honestly, I don't know how they handle, especially when I saw my daughter's classes. It's like 16 kids online and they're all shouting and the teacher's like, shush, she meet them, they unmute themselves. They're like, hey, Zamzam, hey, Nina, this and that, hey, Jake. I'm like, oh my God, these kids need to keep quiet. She's like, I don't know how she does work. So I don't know, like, I pray for these teachers. They deserve the best, honestly. My husband and I, we started Leonora in 2017. Leonora is our brand name, our business name. So it means glow today. He is actually the brain behind the business. I'm more like the sales person and online, like in charge of online marketing and all of that. We see a lot of, especially where we came from in Kenya, we see a lot of, we have a big market called Isli. It's like a shopping area and majority of the stores, they sell whitening and bleaching creams. And it's very popular within our community, the Somali community. A lot of those whitening creams, you know, a lot of young girls use it. So we started all of this thing to encourage and give young and brown and black girls the confidence to, you know, accept who they are and be proud of their skincare. It doesn't matter your eye color, your skin color, your hair texture. You are beautiful the way God created you. And there's so much obsession with fair skin, being white skin, being more beautiful than black. But honestly, black and brown, we're all God's children and we're beautiful. Encourage all these young girls to stop that. And also we saw that in Minnesota. I think there's activism work. I think Minnesota Department of Health even talked about how a lot of those women that bleach their skin, if they get pregnant, it can affect their kids, it can affect their fertility, and so many things, like so many research online that I saw about, have like a lot of customers that tell me honestly with like sharing their feedback after using our face masks. We do have 3 different face masks. We have charcoal for clear skin, neem mask, which is from neem tree. And that one is the one that heals your skin if you have acne, pigmentation, like acne scars and all of that. And if your skin was damaged by bleaching creams, also you can use that to get back your natural skin. And it will just make your natural skin glow. It won't make you lighter skin color or anything. It won't change your skin color. So when they use our products, they, you know, when they see us advertising our product saying you don't need a bleaching creams, you just need skincare routine and organic skincare products to enhance your beauty, to have a natural glow and be beautiful the way God created you. And just like have that instant glow. Like if you're too tired, if you put on our face mask, when you wash it off, you'll get instant glow and your skin is beautiful and you remove all the dead skin cells. You exfoliated your skin. It's like a spa at home. So a lot of them buy and when they try, they fall in love and they tell their friends and other family members. And that's how we started growing. And now we have a lot of orders and alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed our business because we're doing it with good intention. We have about like 7 employees back home. Most of them women, that have families, so that we're taking care of them as well, you know. So it's like empowerment for women. And now a lot of young women are realizing after they put on those bleaching creams, like few years later, their skin is, they have like pigmentation, acne, too much acne, thin skin, you know, it reduces their melanin and all of that. So now they switch back and they're like, oh my God, I wish I knew about this. Young girls, like as young as 17, 18 will send me Snapchat messages saying, I hated my skin color for so long. And then one day I'll post one of my customers that has a dark skin that's glowing. And I'm encouraging others, you know, she's beautiful, just like everybody else. And they're like, thank you so much for sharing this, you know. And a lot of, I think it's societal, even for brown girls, like, you know, not the moms, but maybe relatives, like in our community, my family, we have dark skin, lighter complexion, medium skin color, my skin color, it's different skin colors. And some people will say the one with the fair skin is more prettier than the one that have, and then the dark skin, they're like, oh, she's dark skin, you know. Even for brides, when they get married, they see a dark skin bride, they're like, oh, why didn't she bleach herself? Why didn't she make herself beautiful? Means like, why you didn't wash yourself? Thinking that that dark skin is like, you know, that on your skin, which is very dehumanizing. And I do have 4 kids, and my 3 sons have fair skin, like they're lighter skin than my daughter. My daughter has my same skin color. And people even comment when we go places, she's like, oh my God, your sons are more cuter than your daughter. I'm like, what do you mean? They're all cute. And people will be like, oh, cause she's darker, you know, her skin is dark. I'm like, no. My daughter went to school and she has a boy in her class with blue eyes. She came to me and she told me, she said, so-and-so has blue eyes and somebody else is light. She said, I am dark. I'm like, okay, so now you're getting aware of your skin. I tell her, you're as beautiful as everybody else. You know, your hair is beautiful as everybody else. So yes, she likes Elsa. And every time she's like, I want to be beautiful like her. And my her dad always tells her, you are beautiful just like Elsa. Elsa is beautiful the way she is, and you are beautiful the same way you are with your dark skin color and, you know, brown hair and brown eyes. So I think it starts those when they're younger, and then you raise them to love their skin and who they are as a person. And when they grow, they will have the confidence, you know, to be happy with the way God created them. We sold thousands of them and all our customers always come back. So that tells you they love it, you know, that makes me happy. So that's what made me expand my business and get into hair oils. And then now I'm doing the hijabs. I used to sell the hijabs just on my Snapchat, but now I have it on my website with models that are wearing it. So that's how we did it. And I find time for my business because it's like something you enjoy, you're doing it. I'll get a Snapchat message. Someone will be like, I have a question for you. I have a dry skin. My skin is flaky and pale. You know, just what should I do? Which mask should I use? And I'll recommend them the mask. I'm more like a consultant for them now. They'll be like, hey, I have so much acne. Which of your masks should I use? Hey, you know, my hair is falling and I have itchy scalp. Should I use your hair oil? Will it help me? And I'm always like, yes, use it. And if you don't like it, here's my number. Call me. I'll give you a full refund, you know? Because that's how business should be. And once I tell them I'll refund you, then they trust you, man. That's how you get more customers. A lot of people ask me for advice, like, I want to start my own business. I say, go ahead. If you succeed, you succeed. Take the risk. If you fail, you fail, and you move on, you know? And that's the good thing about it. Like, a lot of people are scared to take the risk. But I said, if you're good at this, you know, your product is, if it's business through product or if it's business through service, you know, whichever way, you know your strength and what you're good at, just do it, you know. And a lot of them take that risk and do it, and I see them succeed. A lot of them are still scared to take the step, but I say, whichever way that works for you, anything in your life, even like getting married, you know, you gotta make the decision to go ahead and take that risk to see if it's gonna be successful. business, same. Even for school, when you go to school, some people will struggle, but you will still make it. I believe that once you take the first step towards reaching your goal, I feel like the whole universe will make it easy for you, and you will like, we have a lot of customers that we don't know where that we've never met. They're sending us reviews, going online to our website, ordering stuff, telling their friends. Just like last week, a sister, I don't know which country she is, where she is. She has really bad acne on her face, so bad. She started using our face mask, the clay healing clay mask, and the neem from neem tree, which is from the trees, leaves. She used them and her skin cleared, and she made a video on TikTok. It went viral. And then somebody that knows me tagged me. I didn't even know. And the girl was following me on TikTok. I didn't know who she was. I followed her back. I say, thank you so much. So a lot of the people she sent me went to my website. They asked her, and she said, I got this from a Somali girl in America. She doesn't even know which state I am in. So I'm telling you, I was so humble, and I was like, see, if the people that know you don't support you and your business, God will put strangers in your life that will strangers to support you. Like, if this dollar is meant for you, you will always get it. That's what I believe. Like, when it comes to sustenance and risk, our religion tells us. So if Allah meant things for you, it will happen. And that girl sent me so much sales. I'm printing the orders today and shipping them, you know? So it's that small acts of kindness is what makes me to be kind and, you know, always be the one that helps others, because you get it back, you know, you always get back your kindness. I honestly want my business to grow, yes. And you know, I want every household to use my products, like whether it's the face mask, the hair oil, you know, and all my other skincare, like the essential oil for you, or the sunscreen. We have sunscreen too. All this, my product, at least to have one of my products in every household. So I work as a program manager for Vivo. We work with low-income families that are on assistance. So basically, I work with Hennepin County clients. I do have a group of, I think, 10 now. 10 employees under me as my staff, and they work directly with the clients. So they will distribute, like somebody will distribute like Chromebooks, the other ones, they approve their plans, which is like employment plan, whether they work hours or whether they do like job search or if they go to ESL, like those that are learning English. And my agency is nonprofit, and the one thing I love about it is it's not only about the case number and helping that clients. We have a connection with the clients. We make sure, like, you know, we serve them the best, having a respect, inclusivity, diversity for the whole of, like, since I think December and now January, we've been doing a lot of trainings on race, racial, like race and equity, making sure, like, you know, we listen more, we judge less, we welcome everybody in our agency. And my staff are a great team. They make sure those clients, you know, are happy. And now there is even pandemic. So things that we can help them with, you know, giving them donations, like new kit gift baskets. We give out, like, you know, stuff like personal hygiene, like tampons, diapers for the kids, stuff like that, that we get through donations from other places. And it's so rewarding. Like when I was a career counselor, which is same like social worker, having a client start from nothing, nearly immigrant refugee, they learn the language. And then after that, they find a job and then they exit the program, because our program is MFIP, and MFIP is Minnesota Family Investment Program, which is only 5 years. So after 60 months, if they don't have, they might get extension if they have disability or if they're working short-term hours and they're not meeting, you know, their income level for their family, then we can help them. But the rest of them, they exit. So some of them, once they thrive and they become independently self-sufficient, they exit the program. And you will run them, like, at the local supermarket. And like, hey, thank you so much for helping me, you know. We have a lot of success stories like that. And it's so humbling to help others. So that basically, I am business background, but I love what I do. And then this is why I will never quit my job, because I wanna, like, I don't care how much money I make from my business, but I want to stay in this field. It gives you, like, you know, happiness, like making like those families their life better. I get inspired when it comes, like, you know, you can have a different shiros for everything in your life. So if I like look at Yasmin Mujahid, she inspires me to be a better Muslima. She inspires me to get close to my God and, you know, stop chasing dunya, which is the world, and focus more on my religion and being a good Muslima, a good, you know, Muslim lady, and be a good person in general. And then I see somebody so that have a lot of impact. You know, she is from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, Congresswoman. She's done so much for our community. She represents us. She's the first woman, Muslim woman, that is wearing the hijab, that works for the US government and at the Congress, you know. And a lot of people see that, and I see like a lot of negativities from all the racist people and Islamophobe. She's so inspiring, and may God protect her, you know, from all the hate and people that are just, her being a Muslim alone is scaring them, you know, and they're thinking like she's gonna use Sharia law to take over the United States. And then you've seen Michelle Obama. She's been a woman of high profile. She is so inspiring. I read her book about becoming, how she, what everything that she went through as being a mom and first lady before that when she was a lawyer, and to have that successful like relationship when it comes to my marriage and, you know, raising confident, responsible, good citizen kids that are also practicing, you know, their religion and they're helping others. Yeah. And then my mom is also my shiro, because she humbles me and she grounds me, and she's my advisor. Like I told you, my therapist, like sometimes you think about small thing that you want so much, and she will just tell me, hey, you know, you didn't get this thing because God has better plan for you. Maybe something better will come. You know, you constantly need that person to put you in check. And sometimes I'm so overwhelmed with everything that's going on. And I'm like, yes, you know, let me make more sauce. Let me do this. Let me do this. And she's like, hey, calm down. Show gratitude. There's always somebody out there who has less than you. Don't look at those people that are above you. You know, look at the ones below you. Yes, it's good to be motivated, but sometimes gratitude is everything. You know, show gratitude, be grateful for everything you have in your life. And my mom always is the one that, she inspires me so much. And I wish I know a lot of people have parents like that, you know? Yeah, like moms are just our heroes for everything. And I hope my daughter will be, you know, her balance in life. If she's stressed, if she needs somebody to cry to, you know? And I see everything that you do for the last, you know, 3-4 years that's when I got introduced to the sisterhood, was 2017. So since then, I see the impact and the voices that you create for these women, you know, brown, black, Muslim women, you know, even like all skin color women, just Muslim women, you know, creating that and also collaborating with other women from, you know, other religions to work and show that we Muslim women are great.
Thank you to Blue Cross Blue Shield Minnesota for funding the Shiros Project. To learn more about Shiros and Reviving Sisterhood, visit us at www.revivingsisterhood.org. Find us on social media at Reviving Sisterhood on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you.